This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, nice to have you along. It's Monday. TGL Monday, I might add. Doubleheader.
Can't wait. Although I got a mock draft going on mine right now for some unknown reason.
Oh, the NFL draft, you mean? Is that what you're talking about?
Matt Miller's pro comparisons for Tet McMillan and Drake London. I guess that would be Drake London.
Is that what they call him, Tet?
Yeah, because his name, it's...
name's kind of... I don't want to say it's wonky, but it's a hard one to get.
Yeah.
Do we know how to pronounce it?
Yeah, I'll figure it out here.
Tetoria McMillan, I believe. But everyone just, now everyone's going to either T-Mac or just Tet.
Tet, Tet, Tetoria, Tetoria.
Well, it's a weird.
Who's that band?
One more time.
Tet, Tet, Tetoria.
Oh, yeah. What is that? That song, I know
that's
that.
That's Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Yeah, this might be the sixth NFL draft where a tight end goes before a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's the big stud tight end?
It'll be Tyler Warren out of Penn State, and then Loveland, the kid out of Michigan. You could have two tight ends go off the board before I have our first receiver, which would be a little bit of an upset.
Look at your girl Hannah up there.
Yeah.
She looks great.
How you doing?
She's doing great.
Where's Suze? I need my Suze on here.
So, besides it being TGL Monday doubleheader, which is really the headline story, it is Combine Week.
Yes.
Time for the NFL Draft Combine.
Yeah, we're already getting the, I'm not going to do anything at the Combine.
The Underwear Olympics, as they call it.
So Shadur not going to do anything. Ashton Gentry not going to do anything. Abdul Carter not going to do anything. So there you go.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, so at least we have that to look forward to.
Oh, there's so much stuff that comes out of the Combine.
Even though it's super,
yeah.
It's just, it's at a time where there's not as much going on.
But that's why the NFL does it. I mean, the NFL does a great job of keeping themselves in the headlines 24/7. So you got your big boards, you got your positions, you got your mocks, you got free agency, all that stuff going on. Now you got the rumors about like Matthew Stafford. I mean, there's just, the NFL never stops.
Matthew Stafford.
The Rams are allowing Matthew Stafford to go flirt with some other teams and see what's out there.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
Because they may not want to pay him. So they should let him see what he could get out there.
It definitely feels that they want Matthew Stafford. They just don't want Matthew Stafford at the number that Matthew Stafford wants.
Well, he wants $50 million
a
year.
That's a lot of cheddar.
It is, but I looked it up today, and if I told you that, or no, let me ask you a question. I have a question.
Ask away.
Is it fair... is it a fair number if Stafford gets a deal between that of Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray? Would you call that fair?
I do think
now he's 37.
He is 37. I think it's a fair deal considering the fact that they are one defensive block tackle away from beating Philadelphia. I think the problem with the Rams
So with the Rams,
yes.
You think it's fair
if
he slotted in between what Jalen Hurts gets and what Kyler Murray gets?
I do think that that's fair.
I do too. But that's where $50 million is.
Yeah.
Right there.
And the cap went up. I think the problem that the Rams are having is they see it's always easy for us to see these things from the outside and be like, well, Matthew Stafford's good. But Matthew Stafford has missed time. Matthew Stafford is beat up. Matthew Stafford for much of last year did not look like the Matthew Stafford that we've seen in years past. Towards the end of the year, he got it going. And if you're Sean McVay and you're the Rams and you have a very, very young team, a very, very bright team, to me, it makes sense that you would lock him up for 2 to 3 more years and say, we are in a Super Bowl window right now. But clearly, something is going on with a pretty smart team in the Rams who have not had a problem shoving their chips into the middle of the table. And they won a Super Bowl this way. So the fact that the Rams are kind of balking at this and saying, I don't know, man, you want to go flirt? You want to go see what's out there? It leads me to believe one of two things. Either A, they think that Stafford is more washed than we realize and that he showed real signs of diminishing return, or they think that there is a solution out there right now to extend the window. Because with Stafford, realistically, you've got 2 years left, right? Where if you're the Rams, you can say, we keep this open. If they are going to allow him to walk, they have to, whatever that plan is, and I'm not privy to that plan, but they have to believe that there is a plan then to extend this window from 2 years to 8 to 10 years, because outside of him, they moved on from Cooper Kupp, they moved on from Aaron Donald, right? If they do move on from Matthew Stafford, and you look at him, it is a really, really young team. So to me, it doesn't make sense. If you're the Rams, the Stafford thing, that's not the worst deal in the world, right? And the cap went up and you can afford it because you're not a very expensive roster across the board. But the fact that the Rams are doing that, and remember, this isn't the Cincinnati Bengals or a crappy ass Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a pretty smart Rams team over the last decade. You know, that's interesting to me. It kind of puts up some warning signs.
Did I miss a Cooper Kupp trade?
No, but they are.
They're going to.
They're moving on. They don't want him back.
Okay.
So they're moving on.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe they want to reboot this thing.
It's possible.
Since they're so young.
Yeah.
But
and also, if you're Matthew Stafford, dude, you've made like $400 million. If you think there's a chance to win another Super Bowl, my God, you would think that you'd be able to come to some form of...
Well, they might.
Yeah.
They might. I mean, a lot of this is probably just posturing. From the Rams' side, if they want to recalibrate the franchise, they've got a good young defense. Maybe they think this is the time to do it on the offensive side as well.
Possible.
Like, those two things don't match up. A 38-year-old Matt Stafford does not match up with the young defense. So maybe we just go young on both sides, and then in 2 years... It's a quicker way to turn it around since they've already kind of they're kind of halfway there, right?
Yeah.
So that's maybe one thing they're thinking.
Yeah.
So another is, you know, maybe Stafford's the new Russell Wilson.
It's possible.
And I'm not comparing him to Russell Wilson in any other way other than the Seahawks saw Russell Wilson still had value. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to pay him, and so they traded him.
Yeah.
And Stafford may be that. It's like, hey, we think he has value, but not $50 million per year value.
Yep.
So therefore, we'll trade him, get something for him, flip the script on this thing, and be back in it in a year or two.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a terrible way to go. Maybe they could get Aaron Rodgers for half the price.
It's possible. Maybe they
would like... Would you do that? Would you take Aaron Rodgers for half the money and the shorter years than Matt Stafford?
If I was convinced that Aaron Rodgers... Still had a lot in the tank. Yeah. Half of Aaron Rodgers for what, you know, if I could get Aaron Rodgers for 20 or 25, yeah, I think I'd do that. Because both of them right now are bridge quarterbacks. And I know that sounds weird for Matthew Stafford, but he's 37 years old. He is a bridge quarterback right now. And yeah, if it's going to cost me 50 or 55 guaranteed each year over the next 3 years that I can't get out of, and that's the thing, maybe he wants 3 years. And with Stafford or with Rodgers, I can do it for a year or two and not have to give that. I think there is some sense in that. I don't think it's ridiculous of what they're trying to do. Or maybe they think that, you know, maybe they think that they the Sam Darnold thing. You know, maybe it's that. I don't know.
Mm.
You know, again, maybe there's a guy in the draft that they really like.
Now to me would be a mistake.
I would think
so. If they're looking to replace Stafford with Darnold.
I would think so too.
I think McVay likes Stafford, but I think it's business.
Yeah.
$50 million is a lot of money. But like I said, $50 million, if he makes right on $50 million a year, that's only 10th amongst quarterbacks.
No.
I know that seems like it. Maybe it's 1, 2, or 3. It's not. It's 10th.
You know, but you look at him, and I know one of the years that he, you know, he was hurt, but if we go back to 2022, the last 3 years, he got hurt 9 games, 10 touchdowns, 8 picks. And then the next year he played 15 games, 3,900 yards, 24-11, solid. And then last year played 16 games, was beat up a little bit, but 20 touchdowns, 8 picks. He was solid, but none of those numbers are, you know, like astronomical. They really want one because they turned over the roster and relied on a young defense. And then he was able to kind of elevate it at the end of the year last year and kind of get it going. But Matthew Stafford is not, this is not Matthew Stafford from 5 years ago. It's just, it's not. And maybe that's something that the Rams are just going to play hardball with and be like, man, we love you, but we don't love you to this extent. And we know teams are desperate and we know teams are dumb. And maybe there's a dumb team willing to give the Rams a nice haul to move on from.
Well, there are four teams so far that have shown interest. Yeah. We'll tell you who those teams are next. And then we'll have a segment called The Nerve. You know what that's about?
I don't, but I like it.
You're going to love it. The Nerve. Coming up, here's Buck.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry, I want to run.
Trying Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hi. So the what?
Oh, it's just that when you said
what's the matter with you?
Pause. That's the Mike Lynch. Hi, I'm a balloon.
Bye.
Bye.
Great drop.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about Matthew Stafford. Yes. We're talking about the. It's just kind of a weird thing. They seem to be heading for a little bit of a divorce.
Well, let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
There it is. Because I mean, I get it. Yeah. It's, you know, Matt Stafford, it's probably the most interesting story of the offseason.
Yeah.
You know, they were a stone's throw from beating the Eagles in Philly.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know this, but the Eagles won it all.
Yep.
Did you know that?
They had him. Again, all they had to do was block Jalen Carter, and Stafford throws a wide open touchdown there, and thanks for coming.
So that's a good team. So what happens with Stafford is really interesting, and they're just kind of playing a mean game of chicken because Stafford is older.
Yeah.
Hurt some. And while very good, he's saying, well, hey, you should pay me $50 million a year. And the Rams are like, I mean,
we like
you, but I mean, do we need to do that? What else is out there? So the four teams that have shown interest, according to reports, do you like how I did that?
I did. It's a very Jason Swaggart-esque.
Giants, Browns, Steelers, and Raiders.
We think.
And two of those I can make a strong case for. One I can make a really strong case for. One I can see it. The other two are bad franchises doing bad things.
I think you just did. Is that five?
That's four. I said two I can make a case, and I actually said one I can make a very strong case.
And then the other not.
The other one is okay. I can see it. And then the other two I said are just bad franchises doing bad things.
I got you. So Steelers, you can make a case.
Steelers is the strong case, right? If you're the Steelers, ever since Roethlisberger left, you have been in no man's land, right? You have nothing going for you offensively. And yet every year with Mike Tomlin, you're not bad enough to end up in the top 10 and to get a franchise quarterback. And you tried with Kenny Pickett. That didn't work, right? You put a Band-Aid on it with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. That doesn't work. But you win 9 or 10 games. You get to the playoffs. You have a good defense. You're well-coached, all of those things. And yet, we know this team is going nowhere. Matthew Stafford, you can make a case that with Matthew Stafford, I still think you're going to have to address your offensive line, and you need a receiver that isn't a dumbass. Both your backs are free agents, but you can find running backs later in the draft. You can find them in free agency. If you can get a healthy 2 to 3 years out of Matthew Stafford, I totally see where the Steelers say, dude, we can win 10 games with the crappy quarterback play we have. Why can't we win 11 and 12 and actually make a run with Matthew Stafford? Again, it's a Band-Aid on a bleeding massive wound, but it's a wound that hasn't even had a Band-Aid on it in years. So that makes sense. The Cleveland one, I guess. Again, I thought a couple years ago, I thought you had a roster that was really, really talented. And I think some of that has been diminished. You've got a couple of your best defensive players that I don't want to be here anymore. You got one of your best offensive linemen that's saying, I don't know if I want to come back. Are we really contending? That kind of feels like if you're Cleveland, this is a desperate attempt to try to stay relevant. I think Matthew Stafford in Cleveland doesn't particularly make them any sort of contender. I think, again, it just is kind of almost, I don't know, it's just a desperation, but I could see it. You can make a case that that's not a bad roster. The other two, that's garbage.
Raiders and Giants.
Raiders and Giants. The only thing you can say about the Giants is they know they're getting fired. Dable and their general manager both know that if they don't do something big, they're fired. And we talk about this all the time. When you allow a GM and a coach to come back when they probably should be fired, you almost seal your own fate because they start doing dumb things, not for the long-term benefit. They start doing things because they're like, well, we don't want to get fired.
Yeah.
And yes, bringing in Matthew Stafford maybe does enough to save your job, but you're going nowhere. And if you're Matthew Stafford, God, I hope you're not dumb enough to chase money by going to the Giants and getting your teeth kicked in. And then the Raiders is the one that I truly don't understand. You are so far away, if you're the Raiders, from being competitive, especially in that division. You're in the division with the Chiefs. You're in the division with an up-and-coming Broncos team. And you're in a division with a Chargers team that came in and basically tore it down to the studs and was still playoff-level team. And you think, with everything you've got going on, you think trading and then paying $50-plus million for Matthew Stafford, who, by the way, is beat up every single year, you think that is going to do something for you?
Well, I don't think...
I don't
feel like Brady and Carroll will do that. I know that I see why they're on the list, but I just feel like they're smarter than that.
I would hope so.
Because they know that now's not the time to pay $50 million to a quarterback.
Yeah, you're just trying to sell tickets at that point?
Giants, I see your point. They would do that.
Yes.
I think they could do that. I don't know that the Raiders will.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, the co-favorites to land Aaron Rodgers on DraftKings, Raiders, Rams, and Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch.
So Stafford and Rodgers are kind of linked.
Well, because you're getting, depending on which one you like better, and I don't know why you wouldn't like Matthew Stafford better at this point, but you know they're both the same thing. You're getting lesser versions, injury-prone, 40 and into your late 30s, and
different versions of the same horse, basically.
Yes, and Stafford can be a little bristly, and you got some stuff that comes along with his wife and some headlines, and Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, but it only makes sense if you need a quarterback in a two-year window that you think is the final piece. And that's why I don't understand when we hear the Raiders or even Cleveland. Cleveland's not... Stop it. Cleveland's not winning a Super Bowl in 2 years.
Bang, bang.
So I just don't understand why this is like when the Blazers for all those years were doing a lot of crap to end up being the 8th seed in the West. Why? Why not? Especially when the Raiders, like you got new management in there and you're going with Tom Brady, right? And you're feeling like maybe you're trying to turn over a new leaf. Just wipe the slate clean and start taking more bites at the apple to actually build a real roster and find your quarterback that way. Because very rarely does going with an aging quarterback really end up with the result that you wanted. To be fair, one of those that worked out was Matthew Stafford. But Matthew Stafford wasn't that old when he came over, and he also came into a team that was right on the cusp.
So it's hard to believe that Dak Prescott is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, but he is.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
He makes $60 million a year.
Yeah.
Smiles and glory holes.
And some of those, and remember, like Josh Allen and Burrow and Mahomes, they all have backloaded contracts, so
yeah.
Like,
yeah, Allen's down there at $43 million. He's 13th.
But look at where, in a couple years, where his...
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying average per year.
Yeah.
Dak is number one at 60.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, and Tua. Those are your top six.
Yeah.
Or five.
Yeah, it's tough.
Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. And then if you paid Matthew Stafford $50 million a year on average, that's what he's asking for anyway.
Yeah.
That's where he would slot in. So when you look at it that way, it's not crazy.
No.
Because he's really good. He's better than a lot of the quarterbacks I just mentioned.
Sure.
So Rams have a decision to make. That'll be an interesting watch.
Yeah,
in the offseason.
If I'm a Rams fan, I'm hoping that you come to some sort of...
I bet they keep him.
I hope so.
I think McVay will keep him.
And if you don't, you better have a definitive plan because you're in a nice window here, right? You kind of went through the desert and you're like, oh, hell, after our Super Bowl.
I have concepts of a plan.
And you've come out on the other side and you're kind of smelling like a rose right now. Like You've managed to do this. You have flipped over your defense completely and have the youngest, cheapest, and one of the better defenses, certainly the best young defense in the NFL, and you got a pretty good stud receiver out there in Puka Nacua, right? You've got you found your back in Williams, who all of a sudden looks pretty good, and you know they've got $40-50 million to spend, and all of a sudden you're looking at this thing being like, hey man, we build one or two more O-linemen in here that we grab, and we find another receiver to go along with Puka. Boy, we got something cooking here. For
well, this
while.
Is where a GM earns his money. I mean, yes. Not that GM hasn't earned his money there in LA. He's done a great job.
Yeah, this is where.
When you get creative, you got to get creative and make it work for him as well as you, because they're way off on money. So
absolutely.
Can you get that done? And that would be a testament to, what is his name, Les Snead. That'd be a testament to him if he can get it done. Now, the Vancouver Four text line says Stafford and Rodgers to the Raiders. How about that? Rotate in old quarterbacks? Like two running backs? That'd be great. Tom Brady then puts on the pads and
just know that every time an Emmett Smith signs with the Arizona Cardinals, just realize that never goes well. It never goes well.
Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl.
Well,
so it does go well.
Yeah,
you son of a B.
Yeah, although Peyton wasn't quite that level, but yeah, I mean,
he was old.
I see where you're going.
A lot
with it.
Of people piled on Peyton, including you.
A defense,
and they won a Super Bowl.
That defense won the Super Bowl.
All right, coming up later, more NFL Monday musings. We have a very special birthday we'll get to coming up next on The Fan.